Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
All right. And I would like to know before we talk, what it is this one? Because they charge my credit card without our permission. And how did they get my credit card number?
Well, we're a third-party call center. We answer the phone for different companies. So I want to know if I actually have the account pulled up.
All right. Okay. So what do you need?
Your zip code, please.
23323.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Malati Patel.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. And what was the first name?
Malti, MLTI. And Dilip, DILIP.
And you say, do you have an account with us?
No. Which company you are?
Well, we're call center. We do different online reports. We do car reports, house reports, driver records.
What do you do?
Car reports, house reports, driver records.
Drive electric?
Yes.
No, we don't have account.
Okay, what would you call them, Garcia?
They charge my credit card $59.89. Can you please tell me why?
Do you have a phone number?
Phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
757-472-2564.
Okay. Thank you.
What is it?
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Thomas Roy. Thomas Roy. Hello?
Yes. Do you have an order number?
Yes. We didn't order anything. What it is, that's why I'm telling you. Can you please verify what it is?
Okay. Well, again, we answer the phone for different companies. I went on to actually have the account pulled up.
So can you pull out the account?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm not locating anything. Do you have a joint account with anyone?
What? What account?
Do you have a joint account with anyone?
No.
Okay. Give me that phone number again.
757-472-2564.
Okay.
Did you find for the phone the form number?
Only a moment, please.
This is the third person I'm talking. Same question, asking it over and over.
All right. First, you said Patel.
Yes.
Okay. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
3345 South Military Highway, Chesapeake, Virginia.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for contest entry. So it looks like you enrolled in a sleep state where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal planning app.
No, we didn't do anything. We did not do anything. And on that account, how much did you guys charge?
I'm sorry.
How much is charged for that plan?
It was 59. Oh, it looks like it's already canceled. Oh, you want to report it as fraud? So, and I'm sorry, just inform me, I'm in the fraud department. So, you want to report this as fraud?
No. I need my refund back and cancel it.
No problem. We can report this as fraud. But I want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
All right. So are you going to guys give us a refund?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to give a refund to my credit card?
Yes, I'll go ahead and get it refunded. Just give me one moment.
Yeah, please. Nana, iPad, Dyson, able to catch it. And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Correct.
And which company, this one, you say?
What call center?
Call center?
Yeah, contest entry. So I did go ahead and refund the $59.89. You received 3 to 5 business days, and that account is closed.
Okay, thank you. And can I get the reference number that you're going to give us?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Let me go ahead and notate the account, and I have that ready for you. Which allow me one moment. It's a lot more longer, okay? So that'll be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
920.
So 90?
920.
Oh, 920.
Yeah. 630.
630-099-099. All right. Thank you. I'm waiting for refund now. Thanks.
You received 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.